It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Thursday. Brought to you by Stockman's Mercantile in De Leon, Texas. For your hometown stop for Western wear, boutique style for the whole family. Good folks out there at Stockman's Mercantile in De Leon. Well, today, let's go back to 1977. And Elvis. And his final number one of his career.
Moody Blue.
Oh, boy.
Tell me who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
Feel like night and day.
Very, very Elvis-y. And quite the story behind this one, too. Moody Blue, from Elvis, 1977, topped the Billboard Country Charts at the number one spot. Moody Blue, written by Mark James, who also wrote Elvis's Suspicious Minds, the song became Elvis's last number one hit of his career and life. It was recorded on February 4th, 1976, in the Jungle Room at Graceland, and was the title track of his final studio album. And it was originally done by Mark James in 1975 on a marginal success, perhaps. The B-side was Wrong Kind of Love. And it was recorded, Elvis passed in 1977. Mm-hmm. And it was recorded during a very difficult, moody period in Elvis's life. In fact, producer, the famed Felton Jarvis, who worked with Elvis for many years, managed to pull out a strong performance from Elvis, even though he was very much in declining health. As it was recorded there in the Jungle Room, it was only performed really 1.5 times live. That was 2 shows in Charlotte, North Carolina, in late February of that year, right after he had pretty much recorded the thing in 1977. In fact, in 2 days from now, February 21st, he half sang the song and then just walked away.
Oh, no.
And then he fully sang the song the next night, February 22nd, 1977. Still in Charlotte there. He was playing 2 shows. And he read the lyrics from a sheet.
Oh, boy.
But it did top the country charts in 1977. It only peaked. It didn't even crack the top 30 on the Billboard Hot 100. So the king of rock and roll's final number one came in the form of country music. To 1977 we go on a Thursday.
Well, it's hard to